RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Now, a great sporting weekend ahead. Des Cahill here with the details.
Yeah, and it got underway with the US Open Golf in California last night. Round one didn't quite get finished as darkness descended, but there's still lots for Greg Allen to tell us about.
In near darkness last night, Rory McIlroy managed to hole what could end up being a crucial putt come Sunday. It was from all of 15 feet to save par on the 17th, and then he made another from 6 feet for birdie on 18, and it all added up to a round of 1 under par 70, and that marked the first time McIlroy had broken par in the first round of a major since last year's US Open. The 90-minute fog delay at the start of the day meant that play in the opening round didn't quite reach conclusion, but McIlroy managed to squeeze in the final hole just as the hooter went, and his reward was that closing birdie, which took him within just 3 shots of the leaders on 4 under, the veteran South African Louis Westhuizen, who still has 2 holes to play incidentally, and the American Russell Henley, who has never had a top 10 in the majors but is far from unheralded. He was once one of the world's best amateurs and is also a 3-time PGA Tour winner, and he's got no shortage of self-belief.
I definitely felt comfortable out there. I feel confident with my game. I don't feel like it's a huge surprise just because I do feel like I've played some good golf in some bigger events. But, you know, in terms of putting 4 rounds together at the US Open, I've struggled with that. And so I'm just going to keep trying.
Henley and Westhuizen are one clear of 2 men on 3 under, Rafa Cabrera-Bello and Francesco Molinari, while Brooks Koepka, twice a US Open winner in the last 4 years, and the pre-tournament favourite John Rahm are in the group on 2 under. Shane Lowry battled back from a triple bogey 7 on the 4th hole to restrict the damage with 3 birdies, which helped him get back to a 1 over par 72. Meanwhile, Phil Mickelson's quest at 51 years of age to win the one major championship that has eluded him got off to a poor start with a 75, but he actually wasn't overly disheartened.
I fought really hard, and then to let 2 bogeys slide on 6 and 7 when I really shouldn't have, like they weren't that hard a par. Like I said, like I'm hitting enough fairways to give myself chances, and I'm optimistic that I'll put together a good round tomorrow.
And the PGA champion Mickelson wasn't the only prominent name over par figures, as Colin Morikawa shot a 75 as well, while Jordan Spieth shot a 77, but a steady start for the world number one Dustin Johnson with a 71.
Meanwhile, Leona Maguire's great form continues on the LPGA Tour. Leona is tied for the lead in the opening round of Michigan after beginning with a fantastic bogey-free 7 under par 65. Stephanie Meadow is 1 over. To soccer now and the European Championships, and the Netherlands assured themselves of a place in the last 16 with a 2-0 victory over Austria. The goals came from Denzel Dumfries and a Memphis Depay penalty. In the same group, Ukraine beat North Macedonia 2-1. And Belgium booked a place in the knockout stages too. They had a 2-1 victory over Denmark in Copenhagen, Kevin De Bruyne scoring the winner in a thrilling game. In today's matches, Sweden play Slovakia at 2 o'clock. It's Croatia versus the Czech Republic at 5. And at 8 o'clock, England take on Scotland at Wembley. England are red-hot favourites. And despite losing 2-0 to the Czech Republic on Monday, Geraint Vincent discovered Scottish fans are still full of hope as they travel south.
You can't beat it travelling down. Even when you've not got tickets, you still want to come down and just be a part of it, don't you?
I've all seen pictures of years ago when the guys were down, so thought we want to be in amongst it.
Scotland used to play England every year back in the days of the home championship, and Wembley was always a favourite destination for Scotland's travelling support. Things got carried away after the tourists won in 1977, including the goalposts. Their visits since have been rarer and not always as happy. In the 1996 Euros, there was that missed penalty.
A brilliant save!
And Gazza's famous goal, which sealed an England win.
For England, and it's 2-0.
Celebrating Scotland's return to major tournament football this year are a group of friends who began the 668-mile journey from the country's most northerly town, Thurso, earlier this week. And arrived in Wembley.
With the COVID thing in the rails, normally we come down with about 50 guys, only here about 5 or 6 of us, so we're trying to make it the best we can.
Expectations, 2-1.
To Scotland.
Oh, of course to Scotland, yes.
That would be a popular result, I think. But England red hot favourites, as I say. All those games live on RT2 today. There's also a full list of games at home. Premier Division leaders Shamrock Rovers go to Waterford. Sligo face a tricky journey to St Pat's. Vinnie Perth takes charge of Dundalk at home to Longford. Elsewhere, it's Bohemians against Drogheda and Finn Harps versus Derry City. The First Division leaders Shelburne are away to Wexford. It's an unusual weekend at Gaelic games. It's unusually quiet. We've only two games of significance. The Camogie League final on Sunday evening sees Galway take on Kilkenny. But before that, tomorrow evening, we've the first game in Croke Park since last year's All-Ireland finals. I'll be there for Saturday Sport to mark the occasion as Offaly take on Derry in the only Football League final that will take place in 2021, as Offaly meet Derry in the Division 3 decider. What does Tomás O'Shea make of it all?
Des, it's absolutely brilliant to have a final back in Croke Park again. The only downside for me is fellas are looking for tickets. It's easier to get a ticket for an All-Ireland final than it is for this match, I can tell you that for nothing. Offaly are back up to Division 2 and there's a lot of excitement there. 16 seasons since they've been up there. John Mahan has done really, really well with them. There's an enthusiasm above there and there's an organisation above there that's really, you can admire it. We all saw what it meant to them last week going up. Yet again, another example of how the league system, it works. It works for all teams, not only the strong, everybody has a chance, and Offaly deserve to be up. They beat Wicklow, Limerick, Tipperary and Fermanagh last week. Was a huge win for them. You wouldn't have predicted that at the start of the year either. You know, Bernard Allen, Cian Farrell, they're brilliant scorers. Their bench, look at last week, the goal, the all-important goal, Niall McNamee intercepted the ball, Mark Abbott got the goal. But Derry Des will be a very, very tough test for them. Rory Gallagher has taken his fair share of criticism for his style of football, like at Donegal and Fermanagh, how defensive it was. But I think here he's got a good balance. Like, Derry play an exciting brand of football. Defensive, yes, but they're energetic, they're hardworking, and they're organised. Shane McGuigan is an absolute class act. I love watching him. Niall Loughlin, Conor Glass, Gareth McInnes, they're footballers. Benny Herron, they're actual brilliant footballers, but they're organised and they work very, very hard. I'm going to go with a Derry win, Des, and say well done to both teams for number one wanting to play the final and number two actually going after it and playing it.
A fair point. I think everyone will be wishing the other finals had been played as well. In tennis, Naomi Osaka has withdrawn from this year's Wimbledon tournament. The world number two continues to take a break from the sport, although she does plan to return in time for the Olympic Games. Rafa Nadal says he won't compete at Wimbledon or the Olympics to allow his body recover from the demands of the clay court season. Finally, horse racing. After Stradivarius was beaten in the Gold Cup yesterday at Royal Ascot, with the Tony Mullins trained Princess Zoe finishing second to Subjectivist, the feature today is the Coronation Street Stakes, and we also have racing at home. Down Royal will have 500 spectators allowed in, and there's also action at Limerick.